This is TWiT.
I am getting more and more excited about Windows 10X. What do we know? What do we know? There's some leaks.
What do we know?
There's some leaks.
Yeah. Yeah, we know a lot. We knew some academic kinds of things before, but as of the past week, we know a lot more because it leaked.
The whole thing leaked?
Paul installed it. Yeah. Oh, you installed it, right? Did you install it in a VM or did you install it natively?
Yeah, yeah. I think a VM is the only way you can install it. But I had Raphael build me a better version of it so that I could get widescreen resolutions and stuff like that.
Nice.
So,
or I didn't have it. I mean, he did that and I used it.
The Verge said their conclusion was this is Microsoft's response to Chrome OS.
We've known all along, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we already knew what it looked like. We had seen screen captures before of what the main start menu looked like. And it looks like a bunch of static icons with your documents listed underneath and a search bar at the top. Very not like traditional Windows 10, but very simplified. Kind of like the launcher, right?
Very similar to the Chrome OS. UI. I think that's the big.
It does.
When people are when you, it's simple to say this is the Chrome OS answer or whatever from Microsoft. It is. It is literally a carbon copy in many ways from a UX perspective of Chrome OS.
Interesting. Replacing Chrome with Edge.
Yeah. And there's other limitations too, but we can get to that.
So I'm just curious because one of the things I was hoping is that maybe 10X would be kind of a under the hood fix, but it doesn't sound like it's that at all.
It's hard to say. Sorry, but I mean, it is kind of right. It's clearly much smaller and lighter and faster than normal Windows 10, which I think is the point, especially for the education.
Mm-hmm. What did they take out? Why is that?
Well, they took out Win32.
That's
obviously
good.
There are, which is a. We should just address this once and never just forget about it forever because it doesn't really matter. But obviously, the thing that we think of as Win32 has to exist to some degree for this thing to boot up and run and do what it does. It's Windows.
Right.
Windows is Win32.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've talked a lot about the componentization efforts over the years, et cetera, et cetera. So this is the latest evolution of that kind of Core OS principle where it's a minimal version of Windows, much like Chrome OS is a minimal version of Linux. With the web browser and with store app and pure store app compatibility, like UWP type store app compatibility.
Is the biggest improvement, I wonder, that they're eliminating legacy code?
Yeah.
Not just Win32, but just kind
also
of that
the biggest
whole
problem when you think about it.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the millstone around Windows' neck.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is this.
Paul. Does it say Windows Core OS anywhere like that you saw in the code? Because that was originally when we heard about Windows 10X, which when it was codenamed Santorini and Windows Lite, the kind of the big thing we thought about was it was built on WCOS, Windows Core OS, right? And instead of built on a traditional Windows
foundation. Right. But no, that language doesn't appear in the UI. But why would
it? It's not
right?
there.
I mean,
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I feel like we knew a lot about this. Like I said, we had seen screen captures. We knew it was meant to be a Chrome OS competitor, even though Microsoft has never said that publicly and will probably never say it officially.
It's hard to avoid at this point. I mean, it's so obvious.
I know. They never wanted to say at Microsoft that they have a Chrome compete initiative or strategy, but obviously they need to have one, and they do. I mean, the very first core audience for 10X is supposed to be the education market and first-line workers, which is pretty much the core market for Chrome OS, right? So,
yeah. It's literally customers who can exist mostly on the web.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
There are weird limitations to this thing, which I'm still confused by. It only runs apps full screen, you know. But I think a lot of the we have to guess at a lot of the rationales for different decisions. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I have to think, you know, because people, of course, a lot of people who read our sites, you know, are enthusiasts, and they look at this and they think, well, it's some interesting stuff, but this isn't for me. And it isn't for you. That's true. So why would Microsoft make this? The theory has to be that they were asked to make this, right, essentially. You know, that Some education customers must have said, look, this Chrome OS thing works. Not really sure about Google. Can you do something like this? You know, I didn't think they meant literally. So, you know, Microsoft took it rather literally, which is a little surprising, you know,
but you feel like this is something they've been trying to address forever, right? Like WinRT was the first attempt, then Windows 10S or 10, Windows 10 and S mode. And none of these things ever worked, right? Because because they couldn't run Win32 apps.
Well, actually, so, they could have. They just didn't allow it, right? Yeah. I mean, WinRT would have done it very poorly, slowly.
Yeah.
And that's a problem we're addressing today again in Windows 10 on ARM, right? So there's that kind of thing. But, you know, there's a fundamental difference between those earlier approaches and Windows 10X. And it's an important thing to kind of understand. Like, if you think about Windows 10S as originally released, whenever that was, 4 years ago, I think, in May, at the education event, right? They announced it.
Right.
Really what that was Windows 10 Home or Pro, it doesn't matter, but, you know, a mainstream version of Windows 10, where essentially some policy had been applied internally that prevented the user from downloading and then from installing a web-downloaded Win32 app. System was perfectly capable of doing it, but they prevented that from happening. In Win10X, you can download it, of course, but you can't install it at all. It won't install. It's not because there's a policy in place. It literally can't work. And that's a huge difference because Win10S was an attempt to take this big thing called Windows and make it simpler and we'll say better, right? Faster, more secure, however you want to put it. More reliable, maybe. Better battery life, whatever the excuses were. But it was still, ultimately, it was all full-blown Win32 under the covers. It was the whole system was there. This one, they literally did the hard work of stripping stuff away. And, you know, for every person listening, it's like the conversation we have about Windows 10 and ARM when you can't run all the apps. Like, everyone will have this thing where they're like, well, but I need that. You know, it could be something simple like Notepad, which Mary Jo uses, or Paint or WordPad. It could be something like Windows Subsystem for Linux or, you know, Photoshop or, you know, Office, whatever.
Yep.
You know, I have some issues with it, of course, and I have lots of questions, but I give them a little credit for doing that hard work. This is the step Microsoft almost never takes, right? It's a very hardline view of a modern mobile platform that looks a little bit like Windows and is maybe called Windows, but is literally not Windows. You know, and we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, we should point out, I was going back in the history to see what Microsoft actually has and hasn't said publicly about 10X. They've said very little, right?
Yes.
I mean, the first time they talked about 10X was when we saw the Duo and the Neo at that October 2019 event. And they said, by the way, the Neo, which was the dual screen Windows device, is going to run this thing called Windows 10X. And they didn't share a lot at that time about what that was, right? And then May after that, they had to acknowledge that even though they told us in October that 10X had been had designed from the get go for dual screen devices, which we knew was not true, but that was their line,
which is a lie.
That actually it was going to debut on single screen devices, and they attributed that to the pandemic because they said we don't think it's the right time to introduce something more quote frivolous. I don't know if they use the word frivolous, but you know, probably not. But
sure.
That was my word. But you know, they decided instead that it was going to debut on single screen devices. And at that time in May, they also talked about it's going to have containers to run your apps. And they talked about there would be UWP container, an MSIX container, and a Win32 container. After that, they've said nothing. We have heard that Win32 isn't going to be part of the original debut of 10X. But Microsoft has never said that publicly.
One little thing maybe I could insert into that timeline is sometime between the Neo announce in October, I think it was, of 2019.
Yeah,
right?
It was. Yep.
And that May date that you're talking about where they said, yeah, we're not
going to acknowledge single screen. Yep.
They released some developer VMs, remember, this system.
Yep.
And so we did get an early peek at that stuff. And and there were, you know, there were lots of problems for sure. And at that time, I mocked up a picture of what that would look like on a single screen device, and I said, you know, this is what it's supposed to look like. And you know, and here we are again. You know, the other thing is, you know, it's funny. I went back and looked at what I had written about this stuff, and I found something from 2 years ago where Microsoft had announced the previous December that they were going to bring out a new Chromium-based version of Edge. And I said, well, maybe this is the time to start thinking about this thing I think of as an Edge book, right? Where it's basically Chrome OS, but running a minimal, and I think I called it at the time Windows Core OS, light version of Windows with Microsoft Edge. Because I really do believe that there is a call for this, even though, again, people listening to this, people read our stuff are probably like, well, I don't want anything like that. That's silly. And why would they call this thing Windows? And on it goes. But the education market is pretty important. It's pretty big. And you could even take some of the stuff that Terry Morrison had said about Windows 10S 4 years ago, where he kind of said, look, yeah, it's going to be on these low-end devices, but we also think it should be on really nice hardware. And we think there are executive types who fly around and go to meetings and stuff, and they're going to want this stripped-down system. And I see Windows 10X evolving in that direction as well.
Yeah. I think over time, 10X will inform regular Windows more and more. But I think, as at least for the foreseeable future, Windows 10, as it exists today, continues going forward, right? And 10X goes forward on its own path, right? I've seen some people saying, so 10X becomes Windows 10. No, that's not anytime immediately anyway, right?
Right. Yeah,
and the reason is... Well, the reason is enterprises, for one, they need full-featured Windows 10 enterprise. They don't want 10X in the enterprise.
There are some parallels. Unfortunately, I've done this a couple of times now with where I draw a parallel to something new that never takes off, to Windows NT, which eventually did. But, you know, Windows NT and DOS-based Windows kind of coexisted for a long time. Now, one of the strategies there that's very different from what's happening today is that those two things shared a common user interface, right? From the beginning. And that's not, you know, obviously here we're making the split here. But there is the same case to be made. If Microsoft can get the Win32 container support to work, and not just work, but work well, meaning good performance, good compatibility, this could spell the end of Windows eventually. Right now, Windows NT didn't take over for Windows for, I think it was 7 years, right? 1993 to 2000, when Windows 2000, well, actually 8 years, because it was Windows XP. When that transition really happened. So it could be a while. It could never happen, right? Windows X and Windows 10X may never take off. It may never, that Win32 may never work. Maybe they'll always need to maintain these two systems. And maybe Windows 10X just fades away like Windows RT did, like S mode did. You know, we don't know, obviously. But I, for all the weird things, the more you use it, the weirder it is when things are missing. Like, you're so used to doing things like right clicking on something and getting options, or, you know, being able to copy things to the desktop, or being able to run things in windowed mode, right? Which is like such a basic feature. It's weird. Like, using this thing is weird, but I suspect that this V1 thing, the way that they did this was they cut deep to get it to come out in a reasonable amount of time and limited the audience to education, where, by the way, those computers have tiny, stupid little screens, terrible internals, very small system resources. Everything that they announced this week, because there were a bunch of education, which we'll get to, but a lot of new education PCs, whatever existing education PCs, they would be a good match for this kind of thing, I think, assuming, you know, that you could actually use the system to get work done in school. Right. But as far as like running better on that hardware, this is a huge problem for Windows when those computers sell for $185 to $350. Yeah. Chromebooks, Chrome OS, whatever you think of it, runs well on that hardware. Windows 10, not so much.
Yeah.
How about Surface Go? You know, if Windows 10X made sense today, that could breathe new life into a device like Surface Go, which I think is too underpowered for Windows for the most part, except for the highest end configuration. Suddenly that system could make a little bit of sense.
Right. And we should say this again, because I get this question all the time. That what we keep hearing about 10X is it's not going to be available on existing hardware, right? When Microsoft makes it available, it's going to debut first on OEM-made PCs, like just very low-key kind of rollout on a couple PCs. We don't know what they are, but they're going to be new. They're going to be Intel-based. And then later, it's going to be available on more PCs, but it'll never be an operating system that Microsoft says, here's 10X, go put it on the existing Surface Go or Windows Pro 7. Yeah. It's going to be meant for future, still as of now, unannounced hardware.